Thank you so much. Now can we get Gerard. I didn't see that coming. Are you ready for the word this afternoon? Oh, I already sense and feel the power of God in this room. I sense and feel the power of God in this room. I sense in my spirit that all I'm just going to do this afternoon is release what is already in the atmosphere so that it comes into your hand. Because this year your hands must carry it. This year you will have evidence. This year you won't just say, I belong. This year men will look at you and they will see the testimony in your life. You won't just have to say it. There will be evidences in your life, in your business, in your marriage, in your career. That's what I sense. So this service is not to preach at you. This service is to release what's in the air already, because the power of God is in this room already. Hey, you are waiting for the text, but God has begun already. You're waiting for a word, but the Spirit is moving already. It is the hoopapalo, the power that can do much more, exceeding abundantly above your thoughts and imagination. That power is not coming tomorrow. That power is not coming next month. That power is not coming next year. Somebody's here and you're saying, I believe God will do it by the second quarter. I'm trusting God for the third quarter. I'm trusting God maybe in December. God is saying, I've begun already. God is saying, I'm at work already. God is saying, it has started already. God is saying, it has started already. And what we are doing this afternoon is to make sure that your posture is right, your heart is right, so that you can lay hold. It's happening already. 2 Kings 4. Kanambande do koshkivadara. Esiko pende e kanini andole. Jebakone kentide ya pala. Abige fete pele yanta. Asma kapara kate. Eliwatana pankate. People are receiving already. Some people are receiving already. If you like, look at us. If you like, keep watching. God has begun already. It has started already. God is not waiting for you. God is not waiting for you. God is about to blow your mind. God is about to blow your mind. And ever tena combra has a Pastor Lanre, you brought this. Pastor Lanre, you brought this. But we're gonna try and preach. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Did you hear that? Thy servant means he was walking in the church. Means he's one of the sons of the prophet, not a non-believer, a believer. But the enemy came. Debtors came. And she cried, he is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. He feared the Lord. So in case someone is wondering, but I fear God, I serve God, I do all these things, but it's not working. I do all this, but it's not working. Hey, God is about to mess your mind up. God is about to mess your mind up this year. Hey, Kapanatona, someone is here, they've mocked at you. Hey, somewhere around here, they've mocked at you. You're always in church. We see you singing. We see you carry church on your head. But You're always not having enough. You're always struggling. We see you struggling. We see your finances down. But you're always in church. You're always carrying the work on your head. Listen, God's about to flip the page. God is about to flip the page. God is about to turn things around in your favor. Because the hoopah baloo is at work. Hey, Kabara, the next verse, please. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? What shall I do for thee? Remember, when Jesus wants to heal, he will always ask, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want to do? What do you want from me? That's what God is saying to someone this afternoon. What do you want me to do? Hey, tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot. It was insignificant. That small pot of jar didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything compared to the weight of the debt that her husband left. The small jar of pot was insignificant. It could not solve any problem. But God said, that's enough for me. Edivana kopora satakaba. That's enough for me. That's enough for me. Because grace can do with less what works can do with more. Listen, there's no limitation in God. The limitation is in your mind. The blockade is in your mind. There's no lack of resources in God. No lack of resources in God. Hey! Can we go on media? Then he said, go. Borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Ah, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. You must shut the door. This year you must shut the door. Hey, somebody's not hearing me. This year, you must shut the door behind you. There are some people that can't go in with you. You must shut distraction out. You must shut distraction out. Hey, remember when Jesus went to heal a child? He didn't shut the people out because he could not perform the miracle in their presence. Unbelief. You don't need that bad energy this year. You don't need that bad energy around you. So you must shut some people out so that you can go in and fulfill destiny. Can we carry on? Verse 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. The oil did not stop. The oil stayed. Because with God, there is no bus stop. Hey, Kapala, Papa told us the other day that Jesus is the highway, the freeway is the highway. There's no bus stop in God. The oil did not stop. The oil stayed. Why? Because there was no more vessel to receive. There was no more capacity to receive. And God is saying today, I am about to blow your mind. I'm about to do things that you did not imagine. Only if you have the capacity to receive. We're going to read Ephesians together. Put it up, media. We'll read this in concert. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Please, you may have your seat this afternoon. God bless you. It's happening already. It's happening already. We don't tell God when to release in a service. It could happen at the opening prayer. It could happen during the praise and worship. It could happen at the word, even offering time. It could happen anytime because it's God's service and the angels are here. They are here. They are looking for willing hearts. They're looking for open heart. They're looking for the soil that is ready, the good soil. And you are the good soil because you are born again. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. How many of you have been blessed by the gospel series by Papa in the past 2 weeks? You were here last 2 Sundays, last Sunday. So powerful. So powerful. Anytime that man is teaching, I always ask God, did I ever read the Bible? Did I ever read the Bible? What did I do in the past few years of my life? You know, but that's the grace we have in the house. That's the blessing God has given to us. One of the profound statements he made last week was, he said, the gospel is God's pill for all malady. The gospel is God's pill for all malady. When I was thinking about that, I realized that if you've ever taken medication here, can you just wave your hand? If you've ever taken any medication before, that's fine. The medication you take for headache, sir, is not the same medication you take for stomach ulcer, right? The process of treating cancer and the process of childbirth, you can't administer the same medication. It's different. And then I saw this when I looked at, can you put up that media, put up that picture for me? I saw this. They said, before taking this medicine, and then they list a few things. Do not take this medicine if you have high blood pressure or heart disease. Did you see that? Did you guys see that? Do not take this medicine if you have high blood pressure or heart disease. If you have diabetes, if you have something. We should just leave it for them. We don't have it, so we don't care. Hallelujah. But did you get where I'm going to? So you can't take one medicine, cannot deal with this ailment and that ailment. You need a particular medication to focus on a particular ailment. But this is where it gets so good. The gospel is that one pill that if you have cancer, the gospel can deal with cancer. If you've got diabetes, the gospel can deal with diabetes. If you are suffering from poverty, the gospel can deal with poverty. If your challenge is childbirth, the gospel can deal with childbirth. That's the power of the gospel. You don't need another message. You don't need another message. If you were not saved by prosperity message, if it was the gospel of God's grace that saved you, the gospel of God's grace will sustain you. Let me say it this way. It is the gospel that saves you that sustains you. You're not drawn in by the gospel of God's grace and sustained by the gospel or message of prosperity. So when people are in church and are saying, I've been saved, but my finances, things are not going well. I need those prosperity preachers. You know, I need a place where I can sow some dangerous seed. You know, these things are not, you have to sow a dangerous seed to get this prosperity from God. You have to move God's hand. You have to provoke God. I have to do something to open the windows of heavens. Windows, not door. Windows. How many of you come through the window in your house? Hey, Dickness Ayose, we should get ready to arrest that person because you're a criminal. You come in through the window. No, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The door. The door. So you don't need prosperity message. Cabanado, someone just caught it there. You don't need the prosperity message. Christ was made poor so that you can be what? Rich. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. In his death, burial and resurrection lies my prosperity. I won't get it outside of him. You won't get it outside of Christ. That's not what we preach. You're sick in your body. You need the gospel. Business is not working. You need the gospel. That is God's pill for all maladies. And then we took it a step further today. And we're saying the gospel is God's pool. Someone didn't hear that. The gospel is God's pool. Man was buried in the pool of sin and death. And man needed a savior. Man couldn't save man. The best man could do through the angels was to produce law. But even law could not save man. All law could do was to cover our sins. And the Holy Spirit told me, reminded me when I was a boy, if you check my left leg, I have this scar there. I had a big, while I went to play football, I had an injury.
You know? And because my mom had warned me, don't go, I had to cover that injury. Someone just got it. I had to cover that injury. Because when I come back and she finds out that I went, I disobeyed her, the beating no go be here. So I had to cover the injury. Because I broke ne bote ne kipora shatabala. Because I broke the law. So I had to cover. That was the best I could do to cover it up. But guess what? Before you know, because I did not treat it, because it's not healed, it started developing something else. Infection. That's the best the law could do. It covered us up, infected us with sin. So on the ice outside, it feels like there's nothing there. But on the inside, the leg is rotting. You're dying on the inside. You're dying on the inside. Even though you are doing works, or moral works, self-righteousness, but they are not producing anything than dead works because the leg is gone. But what did God do? God himself said, no, I alone can fix this. And God stepped out of God and stepped into Jesus Christ. He became man, left his glory, left his heavenly abode, and came here, went into the womb of a woman and became flesh to pull you out. The gospel is God's pull. He pulled us out. Out of the law. Out of the law, and everyone who receives him, that infection gets healed. So look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm not infected. Tell someone, tell three people, say, I'm not infected. I am not infected. I've been healed. I've been pulled out of pit. I've been pulled out of death. I am healed because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Yomi messed with us this morning in the first service. Hey, my goodness. God has sons in this house and daughters. He said the gospel is God's pool. P-O-O-L. The gospel is, the first one is P-U-L-L. The second one is P-O-O-L. O-O-L. The gospel is God's pool. It is double O. Hoopa, baloo, double, 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 double. Double. Because whoever gets into that pool, ah my God, once you get into that pool, once you are immersed in the pool of Christ, in the pool called Christ, sin has no power over you. Death has no power over you. Shame has no power over you. Poverty has no power over you. Sickness has no power over you. Because you are immersed in the pool called Christ. The pool is not just water. That's why we don't do water baptism. Because you can be baptized in water and you are still infected by sin. The pool is a man. His name is Jesus. If any man be in Christ, all things are passed away. And he get. Jesus is here. Paul Chisholm is here. Jesus is here. Pastor Yemi is here. Jesus is here. Pastor Lara is here. Jesus is here. Mama is here. Jesus is here. Deacon is here. Deaconess is here. Jesus is here. The Lord Ignatian is here. We are taking over. We are taking over from one nation to another. The gospel of God's grace is spreading from one life to another, from one household to another. We won't stop because the flow. I told you when we started, I'm not preaching at you. I'm just releasing what is already in the room. So if you sit down and just chew your gum and wonder what are they doing here, people are getting blessed already. The power is being released already, because the power is not outside. The power is not anywhere else. The power is in you, kingdom. You carry the power, and today that power, you begin to assess it. The man was by the pool. The man was by the pool for 38 years. The law is wicked. Religion is wicked. And when Papa says religion is worse than witchcraft, now we know he is correct. Religion is wicked. Pastor Yemi, like you said, couldn't they have done a roster? Let's do a roster. How can a man be in a spot for 38 years waiting for religion to bring them in? But that's the thing about religion. Religion is about what you can do. If you can walk from where you are to the pool, religion is by your effort. Religion is by your power. If you can get it done, then maybe you are saved. But we have seen through scriptures that no matter how much you try to walk yourself, you can never attain that 100% that religion requires, because 99% right with the law is 100% failure. But with Christ, I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is believe in what has been done. I believe, then I become. B. Someone say B. B. I believe, I become. Oh, that's so good. Someone say B. B. Oh, some people are getting it. This week I'm going to be so that I can be. In my finances, I'm going to be so that I can be. I believe, then I become. I believe, I become. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I believe, then I become. All my sins are forgiven. I believe, then I become. I am like a tree planted by God's design. I believe, then I become. I don't know who's I'm talking to this afternoon. The devil has shut your mind up, stopped you from believing, but the power is here this afternoon. Tell your neighbor, you need to be. You need to be. Say it like a minister, you need to be. I be and I be. I believe and I become. Oh, Makode Vedesh. Woo! My God. My God. My God. This week, because you believe, that email is going to come. I speak by the Spirit of God. I speak by the Spirit of God. Under the unction of my Father, Dr. Floris Peters, I declare over your life this week, because you believe, that email is going to come. Because you believe, God is going to blow your mind. I hear in my spirit, God says, I'm canceling debts. I'm canceling debts. I'm canceling debts. I'm canceling debts. I'm canceling debt by the Spirit of God. I'm canceling debt, says the Spirit of God.
may please be seated. Let's just talk a little and then we go high again. The much more is here already. You know, when we were praying for this service, the pastors, one thing we told God was that there'll be so much power in the room that the people can feel it and they can touch it. That the people will not just hear another message. By the way, there's no message you hear from this altar that's another message. No message. No message. How many of you have walked into this place and during the message you're sleeping? It can't happen. It's impossible. Mama, I've not done 3 services for a long time. For a long time. So the first service, I thought, Omo, no way we're not going to sleep. But when I hear the message, my legs are tapping like this. My head is shaking like this. It's like there's fire in my bones. I'm saying, God, what is this? What is this man saying? And my heart is open. I'm receiving. That's the power of the gospel. And we told God, we said, Lord, whatever you're doing today in Logic Nation HQ today, it must start with us. So as I speak to you, the hoopabalo is working in me. It's working in me. It's working in me. And like we know, the good thing about the gospel is the gospel knows what to do. The gospel knows what to do. In your mind, you're thinking, right now is money that I need. But the gospel says, I know you need more than money. I know you need more. That's the hoopabalu of God. I know you're saying you need money, but I know you need more than money. My God, I've not even touched this at all. Ah. Mama said that's how I used to do for first time. I've left my note. But it's important to know that the gospel is not motivation. Listen, the gospel can motivate you, but the gospel does not just leave you motivated. Because motivation hypes you, but for a season. Motivation tickles your fancy, but for a season. The gospel is empowerment. God is empowering you. So God is saying, I have done it. Come in me, and I, through you, will do it. So good. Christ has done it. They say, now come in me. That's now pulling you in him, and then his power at work in you does it. So you're not doing it by your power. You're not doing it by your mind. You're doing it by the Spirit of God at work in you. The gospel is not motivation. There's one scripture I have to read on this. It's Acts 19, verse 11. I'm not sure I sent that to you. Acts 19, 11. Let me show you what motivation can do. Do you guys know this story? And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Next verse. Let me show you what motivation can do. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Next verse. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preached. So they saw what Paul was doing. They got motivated, hyped. Oh, man, this thing we Paul did do, we self can do it. They now gathered people with evil spirits together. I said, we self can do it. We are hyped. We are motivated. Let's see what happened to them. Next verse. And there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jew, chief priest, which did so. Next verse. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. You see the effect of motivation?
what Paul was doing, they thought it was just hype. They thought it was by his strength. So, if Paul is doing this, we too, we can do it. We can run it. Let's just gather people. What we hear Paul say, is it not in Jesus' name? We too will say in Jesus' name. And then we'll get the same result. And they gathered evil spirits. And the evil spirits answered and said to them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Next verse. Hey. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Listen to me. The best motivation can produce is dead works. That's the best motivation can produce. Dead works. Because someone is here and you're saying, but I know people who are motivated and they achieve good things. They're motivated and through self-will, they do things in life. The best motivation can achieve and produce is dead works. But we are not called to be hyped alone. We are not called to be motivated alone. We are called to power. Because the gospel is God's power. The power is in the gospel, and we have the gospel. We know the gospel. So, like Paul said, give me, is it 1 Corinthians? Where Paul was talking about enticing words of man's wisdom. Media, please help me. 1 Corinthians 2. It says, and my speech and preaching was not in enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and power. What Paul was saying is, what I bring to you, there are evidence. You see it. Evidence day. It's not in mere words. It's not in mere words. I prophesy over someone this year. There will be evidence. You will have results. You will have results to show that you know the gospel. That the gospel is at work in you. It won't be mere words. The season and days of mere words are over. It will be see what the Lord has done. Yay! You want to know my God? See what the Lord has done. I'm talking to you about Jesus, the one who did this for me. Because once I was locked up in addiction, once I was a slave to addiction, but the more I stayed in the gospel, the more I received the gospel, God brought me out from that addiction. I was once in darkness, but the more I stayed with the gospel, God brought me out of darkness. And today, He has not just brought me into His light, He has made me light. So wherever I go, I shine the light of the gospel. It takes me into the next thing I want to share with you, that the gospel is hyper. The gospel is hyper. And that's where the hooper below comes. The gospel is not ordinary. An ordinary gospel cannot save a sinner like you. Some people are looking at me. You know. An ex-sinner like you. An ordinary gospel couldn't have saved you. Because you were dead, trapped in sin. Some of us, we knew the things we did while we were at the other side. An ordinary gospel could not save us. What we heard, even while going to church, was religion. So that could not save us. It couldn't. We needed that hyper gospel to save us. The gospel that saves you from your past sin, present sin, and future sin has to be hyper. Has to be hyper. It must be hyper. The power that the gospel that has the power to save you from your past, present, and future sin, it's got to be hyper gospel. It can't be ordinary. In Romans 5:8, can we put that up? Romans 5:8. But God commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Next verse. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Much more then. That's the hyper. much more then. A lot of scriptures here to elucidate on the hyper nature of the gospel. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled by God to God by death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved. Romans 5:15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which by one man, Jesus Christ, had abounded unto many. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more. Who probably much more. It can't be an ordinary gospel. It can't be an ordinary grace. So everything about the gospel and salvation is hyper. Don't let anybody deceive you that this your grace message, this your hyper grace is too much. No, tell them that's what they need. Tell them that's what they need. Because what I didn't share with you when I talked about the gospel pulling you out was that the gospel did not just pull you out. The gospel also brought you in. You were not just pulled out, you were brought in. God pulled you out from being his enemy and pulled you into his family. So now you can lift up your hands and say, I am a son of God. Pulled you out from darkness and brought you into light. That's that transplanting, translated. He brought us out. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us. It's like transplanting. We were in a bad soil that couldn't bear and grow fruit, but God transplanted us into himself. The soil has changed. The soil has changed. That's why this year you have no choice than to produce. You have no choice than to bear fruit this year. You have no choice than to bear fruit. And the fruits that are coming out of you is not tenfold, it's not 30-fold, it's not 70-fold. You are bearing 100-fold, 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 100-fold. And listen, we're not looking at the soil of Nigeria. We're not looking at the soil of your pocket. For the Bible said that Isaac in famine sowed and reaped 100-fold. In famine. In famine, he reaped 100-fold in famine. So some of you are thinking it too much, you're processing it too much. But my bank account, but my business, but the dollar to naira rate, how can I do this? God is saying, even with the bad soil, I can produce 100-fold in you and through you. So when we are saying the hupabalo, the power that exceeds target, we're not looking at your planning. We're not looking at your planning, what you've written down. That's not what we're looking at. That's not what we're looking at. I'm about to bring this to a close. There are a few things that we have received through the gospel, things that are your right and my right. Number one is forgiveness. You have received forgiveness. Say, I have received the gift of forgiveness. May they help me put up the scripture. You have received the gift of forgiveness. What you have received, it means it is yours, right? By the way, I'm not sure I introduced my beautiful wife. Can we please help me appreciate? You know, God knew before time that I was going to do this, and he gave me Rema. Mama. He gave me the gift of the word, the living word. Hey, So I study in two ways. Hey, Pastor Philip, calm down, calm down, calm down. Pastor Yemi, you will get there very soon. Hey, Paul Chisholm is here, Jesus is here. I study in two ways. In this side, the word. This side, the word. I am feeding well. Hallelujah. Hey, Rema on both sides. You get down. That's the hoopah baloo. Woo! Double. Yes. Glory to God. So, unforgiveness. Yes, that one enter. Unforgiveness. I have two beautiful daughters. Zoe Maya and Zendaya. Whew. My God. And I noticed something about, I won't tell you which of them, but I know if you sit with both of them in just 1 minute, you will know who I'm talking about. One of my children. Some of you, calm down. She never comes and asks you for something. Like if she wants something and it's there in the house. She never comes to say, Daddy, can I have this? She brings it to you and says, Daddy, can you open this for me? Please. Some people just caught it. What is yours, you don't beg for it. Gerard, you don't beg for what is yours. It is yours. You take it. You take what she will never, even till yesterday. In fact, it was the one she did yesterday that the Holy Spirit reminded me, says that's forgiveness at work. You see, every time you guys come and you beg for forgiveness, the Holy Spirit said, look at your child. She never comes asking you. She will come and say, Daddy, please. Because she knows that if this thing is in this house, as long as it's in the house, unless it's not in this house, but if it's in this house, and my father, Abba, has made it available, what Abba has provided is mine. I just come into the supplied. Pastor Philip was teaching some days ago. He said, it has been supplied. You don't produce what has been supplied. You do what? You take what has been supplied. You take what has been supplied. And you do what? You use them well. Use them well. She's so bold. So bold. She'll come, Daddy, please open this for me. Like, you don't even know who kept that thing, but it's where? In the house. God is saying, you have forgiveness. You don't come to him begging for forgiveness. You don't come to him crying, I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, if you forgive me, I'm not going to do it again. But we know after 2 days, you go back into it. 2 days, someone said 2 days even too much. You go back into it. Because you feel it's not yours. You feel it's not yours. You feel it's not yours. I've realized that when you take ownership of a thing, you know how to handle it right. Because you have ownership. And that's why we're speaking to you in Logic Church. Take ownership of this gospel. Take ownership of the Logic Church. Don't just come and feed and go. Take ownership. Take charge. Because you are in charge. And because it's in the house. It's in the Father's house. It's in Abba's house. So take charge. You've got forgiveness. Don't ask. We don't beg for forgiveness. It is yours. So because we know this, even when I fall into sin, even when I make mistakes, all I do is just lift my head and say, thank you, Father, for I am not that mistake. I am not that man. I am better than that. So therefore, I come boldly. I come under the waterfalls of mercy. I come because I know I have been forgiven. Forgiven is in the past. When Papa was preaching last week that because justice has been served, mercy must flow. I couldn't hold it. I had to look at Deacon. I said, Deacon, do you know what this means to me as a prayer person? Did someone get that? Do you know what that means to you as a prayer person when you... Because one of the biggest blockades to prayer is your mind. The things you think you need forgiveness for. How can I come to Abba when I've just messed up? You're like Adam and Eve. We are running. We're hiding ashamed. Once that message came last Sunday, I said, what? 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 So now, Mama, what that means is God owes me. God owes us. God owes us. He owes us mercy. He owes us forgiveness. And then because we know there are no limitations in God, when I come to Him, I just take what is mine. I just take what is mine. I just take what is mine. I take what is mine. I take what is mine. Credited unto us. His mercies will never run dry. Never. Because justice has been served. Hey. I have 4 minutes. I won't keep you beyond 4 minutes. I won't keep you beyond 4 minutes. Please, when you get back home, listen to first service. Please, listen to first service. Listen to second service. It will bless you a great deal. One of the things I want to touch on this and then we end. Another thing that we have through salvation is power. Power! And this is where they bubble us. This is where they used to racket us. They say you need power. We have to arrange 3 nights of power. 3 nights of fasting and prayer. We need power. No, child of God, power was deposited in you the very moment you received Christ. The moment He came into you, power came into you. The moment you received the gospel, power came into you. You don't need 40 days and 40 nights of fasting and prayer to receive power. It's there already inside of you. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable thickness. You are the English person. Immeasurable. Unquantifiable. It cannot be measured and unlimited. I guess unlimited is unlimited. In Yoruba, unlimited. In Igbo, unlimited. In Greek, unlimited. He said unlimited and surpassing. But how do we merge these three words together? What do we get when we merge these three words together? We get what? We get what? We get what? We are Shaka. Some of you are still sitting down. The power is on the inside of you. Baba gada gane dada go shote kebede. Rasha kapa na kotono monte. Hefa kapara takaba. Hey, the power to work things is not on the outside. It's there in you, on the inside of you. The power to shut the enemy up. Akapara da kandege. Come on now, Paragate Debush. Beka Parakandegania. O Oh, out of my belly. Sing it, brother.
Shall flow
rivers. Get rivers
of living water.
Yes,
out of my belly.
When we talk about power, it's not just an ordinary power. When we talk about power, we talk about his death, his burial, and resurrection. We are talking about the resurrection power. Hey, the resurrection power. The power that is in you is the resurrection power. Sometimes we talk so much about the death and his sufferings. We talk so much about the burial, but we talk less about resurrection. What you have on the inside of you is resurrection power, because without the resurrection, there is no gospel. Without the resurrection, it's just another religion. Without the resurrection, we are like the Hindus, the Muslims. Why we can raise our head is because we know he died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him, and now I'm seated in Christ, far above.
Rivers of living, let it flow right now.
Resurrection power, it's at work in this place. Can you all lift your hands to heaven? Enebela gonde fetebe. I don't know what the struggle is. I don't know what the challenge is. But as your hands are lifted up in this room, the surge of power is moving round. The resurrection power from within you is moving round in this place. Emma Capola, the power that brings dead things back to life. The power that brings dead things back to life. That power is at work. Aparakata. As you live here today, as you step into the week, the power is at work in your businesses. The power is at work in your health. The power is at work in your marriages. The power is at work in your finances. The power is at work in your relationship. The resurrection power. Dead things are jumping out. Dead things are coming back to life. Dead things are coming back to life. Dead things are coming back. I feel the power of healing in this place. You're watching us online. I feel the healing surge, the healing power of God in the room.
Sing out of my belly. Shall flow.
Kala habadaga. Hebeletosotodos.
Rivers fleeing.
Kibalana manko devish. Lipara katala badadana. Sheteles. Sheteles. Kabalana moko pedeshara. Rakapakotono donde setele. Father, as your people's hands are lifted this afternoon, as our hearts are lifted to you this afternoon, oh God, I declare the power is at work already. The power is at work already. The hoopa balo has been released. Ede baronte soke pala handa gafe. He parakotende shataba. It is the power that goes beyond target. Balando shopatada. This power flows from our health to our finances. to our relationships, to our businesses. It flows into every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. I declare this week, we shall see the effect of the power. I declare by the power in the name of Jesus, that same power that raised Christ from the dead is in us, is at work in us. This week, there will be results, evidences of the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. If you've been blessed in this service, put your hands together and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Wow. Put it on your status. I've got much more. This week, put it on your status. I've got much more. Then bracket hoopabalu. Because when you say hoopabalu, they might not understand what you mean. So start with I've got much more. And then in bracket hoopabalu. You're going to see it this week. You're going to see it this week. See, the message we've received today is the global message for the Logic Church Global. So what you heard today was the same thing we heard in Abuja, in the UK, on the mainland. The same message. So that tells you that God is doing something. So don't joke about it. Declare it. When the enemy tries to, play funny, remind him I've got much more.